This story right here is coming to you from NewCarlisleNews.net. It was published by Seth Gecko today, and he reports that a New Carlisle News photographer, Andy Grimm, and I'm not sure where this is, Clark County, New Carlisle. Let's just use Google real quick, because writers, y'all need to tell us where this is. It's a town in Indiana. Okay, so this happened in Indiana where they actually passed a law that says you can shoot a slave catcher who is threatening somebody with violence unjustly. So we got this News Carlisle News photographer, Andy Grimm, who was shot by a Clark County deputy yesterday evening. Andy had left the office around 10 o'clock p.m. to take pictures of lightning. There was a traffic stop on Main Street near Studebaker's restaurant involved, but Andy was not the subject of the stop. So the Supreme, not that again, we don't need these courts to tell us what our common sense God-given rights are. Right. But the courts did rule that it's a citizen's First Amendment right to photograph, videotape these slave catchers while they're out here writing tickets or arresting people, whatever they're doing. And you can film that because, of you know, we do have citizen journalism right now. We have alternative news outlets, and a citizen is a journalist if he's documenting a public event with plans to report something. So this reporter or news photographer, well, actually he works for this very news outlet that I'm reporting from. So again, his name is Andy Grimm, and he had his camera and his tripod in his hands, and Deputy Jake Shaw, apparently, I wouldn't say apparently, make excuses for him. Don't put words in his mouth. Let him say why he shot him. But saying he apparently mistook it for a weapon and fired, striking Andy in the side. So, like, what? Did you think this dude was setting up a tripod for a M60? You know, because that's the only weapon I have ever used that needed a tripod, an M60 machine gun. Those that, you know, been in the military, y'all know what I'm talking about. You had to put that thing up on a tripod to be accurate with it. And that camera, I'm sure, was not long and, you know, looked like a M60 machine gun. It's a camera. It's a camera. And he just started shooting at the dude, man, and shot him twice, striking him in the side. Now, Andy was rushed to the Miami Valley Hospital for surgery. He is expected to recover from his wounds. Now, you can read the rest of this story. I don't particularly like the tone of saying, hey, this deputy, Andy did say the deputy gave him no warning. I was just doing my job, he said. Is what Andy was doing his job. He was documenting news happening in the community. Now, Andy did go over there and say, I know Jake. I like Jake. I don't want him to lose his job over this. So Andy must be white and Jake must be white too. And they know each other. And so, I mean, come on, dude, this guy's a danger to society. He can't even recognize somebody he knows is a photographer. You know him. Do you really know Jake? Does Jake like you? So you telling me that he knows you just makes it all that much more that I say this dude don't need to be on the street. That he's shooting people that he recognized, thinking that they got some kind of machine gun on a tripod or something, and it's a camera. The Attorney General's BCI division is investigating the incident, and we will update this story as soon as they release their findings. Well, anyway, again, this is news, NewCarlisleNews.net. New Carlisle is a little town in Indiana. All right. So, yeah, there's that. All right. We got one more. I believe we have one more story that I need to share, but we will do that on the other side. I know I'm in overtime right now, but we can do that when you're the station manager or you're capable of broadcasting on your own using the equipment that the Black Talk Media Project recommends that you use, as we are making changes to the station Black Talk Radio, where we will be trying to incorporate more live programming, and it will be open to our clients where they could just sign up for open slots that aren't taken up by other clients on a permanent schedule. So I said all that to say, doesn't matter that I'm in overtime right now. If it was Wednesday, I had to be getting off the air for Tanya Free and Friends, which comes on at 2 p.m. every Wednesday at Eastern. So we're going to take another music break, and we'll come back and we will talk about the case of Marcellus Williams, who is on the executioner's block. And there is a petition based on new evidence that he did not commit the crime that they convicted him of and sentenced him to death, that he's not guilty. And so obviously, if he's not guilty, or even in this case, if there is just reasonable doubt that he didn't do it, you ain't supposed to put that man to death. But again, we live behind the enemy lines of what? USA Inc. This is Black Talk Radio News. We'll be right back.